love. I hope my story helps you see how simple it is to lift the veil on the darkness of negative thoughts and reclaim your light. In any moment, you can make this choice. When you feel bullied, choose to focus on how you can make others feel good. When you feel weak, focus on your strength to follow your spiritual path. When you're outraged by the injustices of the world, focus on the practices in this book to realign yourself with your light so you can shift from an energy of separateness and return to love. Where there is darkness, may you bring light. Be proud of your choice to see light. When you stop focusing on the physical self, you can see through the lens of spirit. You'll begin to care less about the issues that arise and care more about how you choose to handle them. Each time you ask yourself, "Do I wish to see this in the dark or do I wish to see this in the light?" you open the door for a miracle. Begin to measure your spiritual maturity not on how easy your life is, but on how easy you are on yourself when things go awry. Celebrate the miracle moments when you shift from body identification to spirit identification. Ride the momentum of the miracles and let the joy of living in the light envelop you. When you have any experience of trading fear for love, you will build up spiritual proof that spiritual sight is what you really want. Meditate in the light. It can be tough to choose the light when we're hooked into worldly drama. That's where meditation comes in. There's a popular misconception that meditation is just for relieving stress or silencing your racing thoughts. It does do that, but it does so much more too. When we meditate, we can transcend the energy of this world and step into a place of love. Meditation becomes a pathway to the light. You surrender your will to the loving presence within and can be gently guided over the bridge from the world of perception to the world of light. Meditation will offer you a reprieve from attachment to fear. This may sound mysterious, but you'll know it when it happens. The more resistance you release on your meditation pillow, the more you'll know the world beyond your physical experience. You can let healing occur, allow creative ideas to surface, and invite a feeling of gratitude to shower over you. I want you to know the immense relief and joy that comes when you meditate in the light. The pathway to alignment with the universe begins with the stillness found in meditation. This is a stillness so deep that you leave the world of perception behind and step into the power of your light. In still meditation, you can suspend your fearful perception of the world, even if it's just for a moment. A moment is enough. A moment of faith can change you forever. Through meditation, you'll establish your own experience of the light beyond the fears of the world. You'll experience the miracle that has been waiting for you. Your connection to this non-physical dimension will enter into every corner of your life. It will help you effortlessly maintain a positive flow of well-being and abundance to attract more of what you want. Meditation for lifting the veil. Follow my meditation for lifting the veil. As soon as you come out of this meditation, open your journal and write about your experience of the light. It's important to document this experience so you don't forget. Meditation for lifting the veil. To listen to the free audio version of this meditation, visit the resources page gabbybernstein.com/superattractor. Find a comfortable place to sit on the floor or upright in a chair. Gently close your eyes and place your hands on your lap facing upward. Breathe in for a count of 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe out for a count of 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe in for a count of 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe out for a count of 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Continue this cycle of breath and allow yourself to fall gently into a peaceful state. Let your thoughts come and go. Do not judge them. Continue to breathe in for 5 and out for 5. As you breathe, see yourself standing at the edge of a bridge about to step onto it. The bridge can be low to the ground or high off the ground. Behind you is a shadowy cloud of darkness. You can sense this darkness represents your fear and your bodily perception of the world. As you look ahead over the bridge, you see a bright, glimmering light. This light has an energetic pull drawing you toward it. Take a deep breath in and release as you surrender to the powerful energetic pull of the light. Let the light draw you toward it as you begin to walk across the bridge from the darkness into the light. Breathe in and out with each step. As you get closer and closer to the end of the bridge, you begin to notice the shadows of the world disappear. You can no longer see them behind you. Take a deep breath and step off the bridge and into the world of light. Now all you see is light. In this light, you are not your body. You are free. You are an energy field of love and light. You are powerful. You are peaceful. You are supported. You are loved. You have no past resistance and no fear of the future. All you have is the light in this moment. Give yourself permission to stand in this light for as long as you want. Continue to breathe long and deep, and let the light restore you back to the truth of who you are. Stand in the light and breathe. When you feel called to come out of your meditation, say a silent prayer to yourself. Miracles are seen in light. I choose to see in light and bring light with me wherever I go. Take a deep breath in and release. When you're ready, open your eyes. Following your meditation, pick up your journal and write freely about your experience of standing in the light. Document the miracle of releasing the world of fear and accepting the world of light. You'll find great value in this practice because it will be a way of reminding yourself of who you truly are. When you've finished your free writing exercise, say your prayer one more time. Miracles are seen in light. I choose to see in light and bring light with me wherever I go. Now go about your day and bring light with you wherever you go. This meditation is enough to help you see with light. You may have an experience of a light episode, or you may feel a sense of love and light come over you in meditation. It doesn't matter whether you see light with your physical eye or you feel it as a presence of healing. You will experience light in your own unique way. There are many beautiful ways to experience the light. Trust the way it comes through for you and turn to it as often as possible. The way we lift the veil of darkness and remember the light is to rely on the power of the universe to restore our thoughts back to love. When we exchange our disbelief for faith, we remember the light. When we meditate, quiet our minds, and release resistance, we remember the light. When we choose compassion over attack, we remember the light. When we pray for forgiveness, we remember the light. When we choose to lift the veil of fear, all that's left is light. Bring the light with you wherever you go. When you begin to see past the fear-based world, you'll want to lean toward the light as often as possible. This will get easier and easier. You'll also feel called to bring that light with you wherever you go. You'll find purpose and contentment in being a beacon of light in your home, workplace, and community. You may even find that people are more drawn to you for support and guidance. It feels good to be around someone who's shining bright. In this new role, you may feel the desire to help those who are suffering. If so, and when you notice someone struggling, it will be necessary for you to resist the need to get hooked into their drama. Parts of you may still identify with their need, but if you meet their need with more need, you cannot be of service to them. The best way to support someone stuck in fear is to lean into love and be the light. You must meet them from a place of love and trust that your good feeling energy is enough. It's our soul's purpose to help others and bring light wherever we go, but we must consciously serve from a place of strength and alignment. Abraham Hicks say, "You must be in alignment with their success as you offer assistance, and not in alignment with their problem." The best way to serve others is to feel excited and eager to guide them towards solutions rather than staying stuck in their problems. Your attention to their success aligns you with the fact that they too are super attractors. Your seeing them in this light helps them remember who they really are. Even if they're not ready to receive your guidance, your positive thoughts and energy are sufficient. Seeing someone in their wholeness is the greatest gift you can give them. Sometimes the best way to help someone out of their fear is not to do anything, but instead to visualize them surrounded by light. The light is where your true power lies. True power lies in your spiritual connection and your capacity to tune into the energy of love and the inner vision of light. True power is not some worldly credential, status, or achievement. Being a super attractor means that we must lay down the things we think give us power in this world. All of our outer power is actually a defense against the light. When you think with the thoughts of love and see through the lens of light, you will find a way through every block. You'll no longer be a match for negativity, attack, judgment, or pain. Living with true spiritual power means living in the light. I hope these messages have inspired you to begin to lift the veil of the fear-based world of suffering and embrace a world of faith and love. As we close this chapter, I want to remind you not to expect yourself to live in the light all the time. Even a fleeting moment of light is enough. As you add up the moments, they become your reality. Remember that this is a practice of undoing our dark perceptions and remembering our light and true power. It doesn't happen overnight, so it's important to celebrate the miracles along the way. Each shift in perception from dark to light brings you closer to truth. Let these shifts come naturally and stay committed to the light. In the next chapter, I'll help you get into further alignment with the light through the power of spiritual guidance. When you lean toward the light, you'll become aware of the universal energy that is always supporting you. The presence of spiritual guidance was available to you as a child, and it's time to reconnect to it. You'll be guided to lift the veil and return to the loving support of a guidance you once believed in. Open your heart and mind to be receptive and become willing to be supported. Chapter 6. Invisible guidance is available to you. One afternoon, a good friend called me. From the moment I heard her voice, I knew she was devastated. She told me she'd broken up with her boyfriend after trying hard to make the relationship work. In the end, there were fundamental issues that they just couldn't navigate. As much as the breakup hurt, what really scared her was that she didn't know what direction her life was headed in. She kept saying, "How did I get back here again?" She was vulnerable, defeated, and hopeless. I could feel her anguish and heartbreak over the phone. It was clear that she was totally out of alignment with her faith in the universe. I tried to talk her out of fear and panic by helping her see that solutions were available. I relied on my practical mind, giving her advice on where she could live, what she might do about her finances, and how she could make some positive change. But all of it was only making her more depressed and overwhelmed. After talking for well over an hour, I was emotionally exhausted and frustrated with her resistance. I was trying to help my friend, but so far I just wasn't getting through. I knew there had to be a better way and I wanted to find it. Without giving it much conscious thought, I found myself saying, "Have you asked your spirit guides for help?" After a pause, she said, "No, I didn't even think of it. But to tell you the truth, Gabby, I never considered turning to spirit guides for help." I told her about my own experience with spirit guides, how I never make a decision or go through any life transition without seeking their counsel. I shared with her that I believe there are many spiritual guides who are always working on our behalf. We all have our very own angel guide who is there to protect us and guide us. We also have family members, teachers, and friends who have passed on and can help us. There are archangels whose sole purpose is to carry our thoughts and energy back into alignment with God. And there are countless other spirit guides and angels who are there for us whenever we ask. I went on and on about how I connect with my guides and how quickly I receive their support. After several minutes of my spirit guide's rhapsody, my friend said, "Wow, this sounds so empowering. I really love the idea of being able to ask for help." I could sense that her energy had shifted. There was relief in place of despair. She was ready to surrender her will over to the care of her guides and welcome spiritual support. By the time we wrapped up our conversation, she sounded like a different person. I know her guides were working through me to remind her of their presence. The moment she said yes to their support, she began to feel better. The next day, she called me again. "You'll never believe it," she said. "I took your advice and asked my guides for help. I had no idea who I was speaking to, but I prayed for help anyway. Then the most miraculous thing happened. Overnight, everything started working out for me. I received an email about a freelance position, and I took the next step in planning a trip I have been putting off. I even feel a lot more peace around my breakup. My guides got to work fast. Yes, that's what your guides want, I told her. Their sole purpose is to align your thoughts and energy with the love of the universe. When you're in alignment like that, you're a super attractor. That's how everything can fall into place. Spirit guides and angels have always been a very important part of my life, but this is the first time I'm writing about them in a book. I've spoken of universal guidance and God, but I've never fully given voice to the presence of my non-physical guides. I was always worried I might freak people out or make someone feel like they had to share my beliefs. But as I said in the previous chapter, I feel called to push the metaphysical envelope and speak openly and unapologetically about the spiritual realm. I know the world is ready to open up to new forms of guidance. When we become willing to see a world beyond our physical sight, then life becomes easier, we feel safer, and we can access our true power. I accept that you may resist the concepts and lessons in this chapter. You may not believe in spiritual guides, or maybe you have your own beliefs that are contrary to mine. Or maybe this concept is totally new for you. I welcome your resistance, but I ask that you stay open. My goal for this book and for everything I create is to help crack you open to a spiritual relationship of your own understanding. I never aim to force my ideas onto you, but it's my job to always offer to you what I know to be true for myself. So here goes. I believe there are beings of the highest truth and compassion working on our behalf to guide our thoughts and energy back to love. They're not physical and are not bound by the natural laws of this world. They are spiritual beings. These guides come in many forms and they have different purposes, but their common goal is to help guide us back into alignment with the love of the universe. When you get stuck in a fear-based thought or pattern, you can turn to your guides to help lead you back to love. To receive their guidance, all that's required is your willingness to surrender your fear and see with spiritual sight. I've grown to rely on these non-physical guides in every area of my life. Knowing that there is a presence always supporting me has given me unshakable faith and strength. There have been countless moments in my life when I've witnessed the divine intervention of my guides. A moment I previously shared occurred on October 2, 2005, the day I chose to get sober. I hit bottom that day with my drug addiction. As a 25-year-old woman strung out on drugs, crying on the floor of my studio apartment, at rock bottom, I found the willingness to pray for help. I said, God, universe, whoever is out there, I need a miracle. Instantly, I heard a powerful inner voice say, get clean and you will live a life beyond your wildest dreams. The voice was so clear and undeniable that I had to listen. I got sober that day and continued to follow the spiritual guidance I received. I believe that these guides worked through other sober people and my recovery groups to help me stay clean. My slight willingness to surrender my addiction was all that was required for me to be led on a path of lifelong recovery. Day by day, moment by moment, I followed that guidance, and it led me to true healing. Today, I truly do live a life beyond my wildest dreams. I know that inner voice I heard was the voice of my spirit guide. My guides were patiently waiting for me to find the willingness to open the door to their presence. Our guides are always prepared to support us, but we have to ask for help. Without our willingness, we can easily miss all the guidance that is around us. There are many ways to receive messages from spirit guides. When we open our consciousness to receive spiritual support, the most miraculous guidance will be presented to us. You may hear an audible voice or experience an inner knowing. You may feel the presence of a calming energy take over the room. In some cases, you may feel physically pulled to do something. You might get guidance in a dream, or you might wake up in the middle of the night to receive a message. Guides have the power to work through technology, and they love using social media to give you direction and signs that you need. Your guides meet you where you are. They have many unique ways of bringing your thoughts back to love, God. For example, recently I was struggling to forgive someone who I felt had wronged me. I was obsessed with fearful perceptions of judgment and separation. I'd forgotten to see through the lens of love. My loveless thoughts kept me in the dark cycle of negativity. Finally, I became fed up with my lack of forgiveness and turned to my guides for help. Through a prayer, I simply said, thank you, guides of the highest truth and compassion, for leading my thoughts about this person back to love. That was it. I just turned it over to my guides to show me what to do. Within 24 hours, I began to receive guidance. I was scrolling through Facebook when a post from this person came up in my feed. Typically, I'd scroll quickly past it or judge what she had written, but today was different. I felt an inner call to read her post. What she shared that day was exactly what I needed to hear to fully forgive her. She was sharing very vulnerably about her own personal struggles and all that she'd been through. She was showing a humanness I'd never seen before. In that moment, I was able to see her through the lens of love and compassion rather than the lens of fear and defense. I was able to see her with spiritual sight. I know it was my guides who led me to the post that day. And when I felt the intuition to read her post, I know I was being energetically supported. In this instance, they gave me clear direction to see her with love, and I allowed their guidance to come through by being willing to receive their direction. Once you become willing to turn over your fear to your guides, they will begin to lift the veil of fear and darkness, restoring your spiritual connection and leading you back to light and love. Remember, our guides all share one main purpose: to lead us over the bridge from the world of fear back to the spiritual realm of love. And there are many ways they can help us get there. In this chapter, I share several ways that we can feel the presence of guidance. Some of these forms of guidance may be familiar to you, whereas others may be new concepts. Pay attention to the types of guidance that light you up. Maybe you've never heard of archangels, but when you read about them, you feel a strong connection. Trust this. Whatever lights you up is speaking to you, and new guidance has begun. The love of the universe. Our inner wisdom and our spiritual guides lead our thoughts back to what I often refer to as the love of the universe. This is the energy we tune into when we're aligned with thoughts and feelings of love. When we're aligned with the universe, we're connected to our super attractor power. Some people refer to this energy of love as source or God. I think of the love of the universe as a powerful, omnipresent energy. When you practice any of the prayers or meditations in this book, you're aligning your energy with the love of the universe, and this force works in creative ways to guide you toward the highest good. Sometimes when we feel stuck, blocked, or really down, we have a hard time feeling our connection to the universe, and we can't jump back fully into our faith. These are the times when we need spiritual guidance, so we call on spiritual support through prayer to lead us toward lessons and soulful assignments that will help us return to faith. A Course in Miracles says, prayer is the medium for miracles. When we pray, we surrender our will over for spiritual support. We open an invisible door, inviting spirit to step in and guide us back to love. There is no single way to realign with the love of the universe, so remain open to discovering the unique ways you'll receive guidance. Remember, the goal is to surrender our agenda and open up to a spiritual relationship of our own understanding so that we can return to love. Your higher self. When we pray, we lift the veil of our fearful perceptions and welcome love. The guidance we receive through prayer presents itself in a number of ways, including a sense of knowing or an inner voice of intuition. At first, this inner voice may sound like a whisper, but the more you call on it, the easier it will be to hear. Ultimately, you will come to recognize this internal cheerleader as the voice of your higher self. Your higher self is always ready to speak up, but it must be given space to be heard. When you're bogged down by fear, controlling energy, and uncertainty, you're blocking your higher self. Here is a prayer that will help you align with the profound wisdom of your higher self. I surrender my fear and allow the voice of my higher self to guide me toward the highest good. Use this prayer or feel free to make up your own. When you meditate, pray, and align with the energy of love, you're tuning into your higher self. When you call on an angel, spirit, God, or the love of the universe, you're asking to be guided back to your higher self. You're asking to remember the true essence of who you are. Spiritual guides are always ready to lead you back to this intuitive inner knowing and faith and love. As I introduce you to several different types of guides, remember that their job is to lead you back to your higher self. If the concept of spirit guides doesn't resonate with you, then know that you can return to your higher self anytime you choose to shift your perception through prayer, meditation, or any spiritual practice. The loving wisdom of your higher self is always there. You just have to tune in. Angels and Archangels. Angels are extensions of love on a mission to guide you back to your higher self and deepen your connection to the universe. They protect you, guide you, and offer you great inner wisdom and healing messages. Angels are non-denominational and will help you in whatever spiritual or religious form resonates with you. Many spiritual texts reference 7 key archangels. The most well-known is Archangel Michael. Michael is the great protector and the most powerful of the archangels. It's valuable to call on Michael when you need protection of any kind. For instance, if you're afraid or concerned for your safety, Michael will be there to help you. You can call on Michael in a moment of crisis, and he will offer immediate help in a form that will resonate with you. Michael offers great courage and guidance when you feel misdirected, and he loves to assist healers in performing their work. Often I experience the presence of Michael when I see a glimmer of cobalt blue light. At times, I can even feel his presence as though the room is expanding and a huge energy has entered into the space. Michael makes himself known if you're open to experiencing him. Archangel Raphael is the angel known to aid in physical healing. He works to help you when you're sick, and if you're a healer or healthcare practitioner, he is always by your side supporting your important work. Raphael will help you heal through new ideas and fresh information, or even guide you to the right medical professionals to set you on your healing path. When it comes to mental health or addiction, Raphael will guide you to heal your root cause condition and help restore you to peace. He leads you toward inner harmony and physical well-being. Archangel Gabriel is known as the angel for communication, serving as a messenger for God. I often call on Gabriel when I write and speak. He helps artists, writers, and teachers to carry their messages in authentic and meaningful ways. Gabriel will come to your aid when you're procrastinating or having trouble communicating. He's also a powerful guide in relation to children. He is the angel to call on if you're having trouble with conception, pregnancy, or birth. When I was trying to conceive, I continued to get messages from Gabriel that I was on the right path. One of those signs was a lily. Archangel Gabriel is often depicted holding lilies. During my conception journey, I would ask Gabriel to show me a lily to remind me that I was on the right path. One afternoon, I opened my mail and a reader had sent me a beautiful handwritten note. At the end of the note, he wrote, "I included in the envelope a prayer card. I kept getting a strong intuition that this was for you." I opened the envelope and the prayer card inside was an image of Archangel Gabriel holding lilies. This sign was one of many lilies along my conception journey. If you're struggling with communication or motivation, or if you need support with a child, then call on Gabriel for help. You may even receive an unexpected bouquet of lilies. If you're an animal lover or environmental activist, you'll want to connect to Archangel Ariel. She is known as the angel of nature, protecting Earth's natural resources, ecosystem, and all animals. Call on Ariel when you want to connect more deeply to nature. Invite her to join you on a hike, a walk in the park, or a swim. Her presence will give you a deeper connection to the planet and help you when it comes to healing the environment. Then there's Archangel Jophiel, the archangel who supports artists and creatives. Jophiel will guide you to keep your thoughts pure and help you solve problems. Jophiel helps bring calm into our lives and clears away the chaos. As you use the practices in this book, call on Jophiel to help you manifest the beauty you desire in your life and in your mind. She will always be there to help you shift your perception and guide your thoughts back to love. When you need a new perspective or help with a creative endeavor, call on Jophiel for help. Archangel Azrael is known to assist people when they're dying and helps newly crossed over souls adjust to the spiritual realm. He also plays a very important role in helping people heal their grief when they've lost a loved one. If you're a spiritual teacher or religious guide who helps people healing from grief, be sure to call on Azrael to work with you and protect your energy so that you don't absorb their sadness. But Azrael doesn't just help with a final transition. If you're going through any kind of change in life, you can call on Azrael for guidance. Finally, there's Archangel Shamuel, whose mission is to help bring peace to the world. I recommend you call on Shamuel when you're suffering from anxiety or struggling in a relationship. Shamuel helps us deal with adversity and gives us courage when we feel defeated and alone. Shamuel's presence is especially important today as we face so many challenges around division, adversity, and separation within communities. Now that you're aware of these archangels and their missions, take a moment to choose an angel you might wish to call on. Maybe you want to connect to several angels. You can call on as many angels as you wish as frequently as you desire. They're waiting for you to connect, and they love to come to your aid. You don't need to physically see an angel or audibly hear them to know they're guiding you. Often you'll experience their guidance as a gut knowing or a strong intuitive guidance. Angels speak to you in many ways, so to understand their messages, pay attention to your feelings and intuition. Allow these relationships to benefit you, guide you, and bring you closer to the love of the universe. Guardian angels. Each of us has a guardian angel who is devoted to our spiritual growth. Their mission is to serve, guide, and protect you while helping to further your growth on your spiritual path. Unlike archangels, your guardian angel works exclusively with you. They have unconditional love for you and are always by your side. Like archangels, guardian angels are always available to us, but they won't intervene in our lives unless we invite them of our free will or unless there is a life-threatening situation that occurs before it is our time to leave the body. Our guardian angels are always on call, ready to respond when we invite them in. When you're struggling, call on your guardian angel for help. They are highly sensitive and can absorb your emotions to help you through difficult times. In the low moments of life when we feel deep despair, we can often get the sense that there is a presence by our side, even if that sense is very subtle. That feeling is the presence of our guardian angels. In one especially hard time in my life, I experienced a strong connection with my guardian angel, Peter. His presence is always with me, but I can feel him most when I'm struggling. In 2016, during a therapy session, I remembered childhood traumatic events from which I had dissociated. This moment of remembrance sent me into a deep state of depression. I was walking around re-traumatized and terrified of the feelings I was experiencing. For several months, I struggled to sleep, get out of bed, or even brush my teeth in the morning. I was disconnected from my spirit and my body. One night, I couldn't sleep, and I went to the living room sofa so I wouldn't disrupt my husband. Lying on the sofa, wide awake and shaken by my trauma, I burst into tears. I sobbed and wailed. The tears brought me relief and helped me break through my resistance. As I began to calm down, I felt as though I was lying in a warm embrace. I sensed strong arms holding me gently and a warm, loving energy surrounding me. Then I heard an inner voice reveal, "I am here with you, dear one." I knew instantly that this loving presence was my guardian angel, Peter. His arms surrounded me and gave me so much comfort and peace. Guardian angels are our great protectors. Peter is always there for me when I need his protection and support. When I'm about to sit down at a book signing table and greet hundreds of people, I ask Peter to stand beside me. I see him as my personal bodyguard and gatekeeper. He protects me so that I can sustain my energy throughout the signing. I never do anything challenging without inviting Peter to support me every step of the way. Friends from the past. Spiritual guidance can also come from deceased friends from your past. In my early sober recovery, I had a dear friend named Lauren. She was a beautiful 26-year-old woman who'd been sober since she was 18. She was an amazing mentor to me in my recovery and embodied so much of what I wanted to attract in my own life. Lauren was studying to be a life coach, so she had hundreds of self-help books in her tiny New York City apartment. One afternoon, Lauren went for a run in the park with her boyfriend and collapsed from a heart attack. That day, we lost a human angel. Lauren's passing was deeply upsetting to me, but on a spiritual level, I knew that our relationship was not over. From the moment I heard the news of her death, I had no doubt she was going to be a great spiritual guide. I had a sense that her guidance was going to be especially helpful for young women trying to get sober or embark on a spiritual path. My intuition told me very clearly that she was going to help so many of us. Her family generously offered that her close friends go to her apartment and save any items that would remind them of her. I was so grateful for this. When I walked into her apartment, I noticed her bookshelf was still filled with the most incredible spiritual books. Almost every page was dog-eared and had notes written in the margins. She loved her books. I heard my intuition say, Bring these books home and give them away to your coaching clients and use them for your teachings. I trusted this guidance, so I packed up boxes of books and carried them down several flights of stairs to my home. Lauren has always been a guide for me, especially early in my writing journey. I remember when I just sold my first book, Add More Ink to Your Life. I was terrified because I didn't know yet how to write a book. I needed to learn structure and outlining and storytelling. I needed an editor to keep me on track, but I had no clue how to go about any of this. One night, lying awake and filled with fear about how I'd write an entire book, I prayed for spiritual guidance. I asked my guides to direct me toward the resources and support I needed to complete this first book. I knew I was on a mission and I was willing to be guided to get the job done. After saying this prayer, I felt so much calmer knowing there was support on the way. My body and mind relaxed, and I fell asleep. At 2 a.m., I abruptly woke up. I felt an inner call to get out of bed and walk to my bookshelf. At the time, I was living in my studio apartment, and one of the walls was a huge built-in bookshelf packed with spiritual self-help books. Still half asleep, I felt my hand go directly to a book called Living in the Light by the author and spiritual teacher Shakti Gawain. I got back in bed and read the book from cover to cover. Living in the Light was the exact book I needed in order to understand how to write a spiritual self-help book. I loved how simply Shakti explained the principles and how easy it was to follow her outline. This book was the guidance that I needed to confidently begin writing my own book. It probably won't come as a surprise to learn that the book had come from Lauren's collection. I know that it was Lauren who guided me to that book, and she continues to guide me today. I dedicated Add More Ink to Your Life to Lauren because I knew that her guidance had been instrumental in helping me accomplish my first big literary endeavor. Guidance from your family. One of my most cherished guides is my grandmother, Fritzi. My Grammy passed away at the age of 93 following complications that resulted from a bad fall. The weeks leading up to her death were a real challenge because while she had all her mental faculties, her body was failing. After Grammy's accident, my mother and I had to decide whether the doctors should operate on her injured shoulder or let her live on medication to anesthetize the pain. My mother and I spent 2 weeks agonizing over the problem. Grammy was a vibrant, sharp woman who never wanted to live on heavy medication, and it was clear that surgery would be a bad idea at her age. 2 weeks after Grammy's fall, I was preparing to lead a 6-day workshop at a retreat center an hour away from my house. My team was waiting for me to put my bags in the car and get on the road. I excused myself and said, "I know it's not the ideal time, but I feel like I need to meditate." I sat down in my bedroom and began to meditate. Within moments, I was lifted out of my body and entered another realm. My hands rose up in the air and my head tilted up toward the sky. I felt a powerful energy moving through my arms as if I were sending someone on their way. I felt as though I was facilitating an important task. This was one of the deepest and most powerful meditations I've ever experienced. After 10 minutes, I felt my body release the energy and I centered back into my chair. Aware that I needed to leave, I got up to gather my things and hit the road. As I was about to walk out my door, my phone rang. It was my mother, and her voice was somber. She said, "Grammy just left her body a few minutes ago." I burst into tears of joy, grateful that I'd been there with her. I know that she called on me to help guide her as she released her physical body. I was also extremely happy that she had chosen to let go and not struggle in the physical form. I kept saying, "I'm so happy for her. I'm so happy for her." This information was a lot to take in when I needed to head out to my training. In order to energetically prepare to lead my event, I knew I'd have to dedicate time to properly mourn once the training was over. I wanted to give my grandmother the respect and time that she deserved. Each day of my training, I held Grammy in the back of my mind. Through prayer, I asked her to let me know that she had passed on safely, and I patiently awaited her message. The training ended, and on my way back home, I stopped at my friend Zoe's house. I sat at Zoe's dining table with another friend, Jenny, and we caught up. Zoe was excited to show off her new Oracle deck, but an incoming call momentarily distracted me. While I was on the phone, Jenny picked a card for me. When I returned, the two sat silent as they shared with me the card that had been drawn. Depicted on it was an image of an elderly woman walking over a bridge. The caption read, "Grandmother ensures safe crossing." We all gazed at each other as tears rolled down our cheeks, feeling the profound clarity with which my Grammy was communicating. She had waited until I was ready to receive the message, and she had worked through Zoe and Jenny to make sure I got it. This moment began a very genuine connection between my grandmother and me, one that has continued to strengthen over time. I always know that Grammy is right by my side and ready to step in whenever I need. I can sense her presence with me, and I constantly receive beautiful signs from her. I can hear her voice saying, "I love you, my darling." You may have a close family member or friend who has passed on. Please let this story inspire you to begin a spiritual relationship with them. It's often devastating to our humanness when we lose a loved one, but there is deep relief when you embrace a spiritual relationship beyond your physical sight. Begin a dialogue with your loved one and ask them to show you a sign that they are with you. You'll be amazed by the ways they show up. You may smell their perfume, be guided to their favorite book, or hear their name come through in a song. Pay attention to the guidance they send to you and know that they are always by your side. Deceased loved ones and family members are some of our greatest guides. When we connect to them, they bridge our fearful thoughts back to love and help us live as super attractors. They guide us toward what we desire and what is of the highest good for our spiritual development. Let them in and deepen your relationship through prayer, meditation, and daily conversation. Guides can be teachers from your past. One of my teacher guides is my late friend and mentor, Dr. Wayne Dyer. In my meditations, Wayne has been one of the clearest spirit guides. He swoops in and offers crystal clear direction. He's also used me as a conduit for communication with his daughters, Serena, Sage, and Sky, with whom I'm friends. When Wayne first started giving me messages to pass to his girls, I hesitated in contacting them. I questioned the messages and didn't want to offend them by suggesting I could hear guidance from their father. But Wayne was not going to let me be silent. One afternoon, after channeling Wayne, I opened my Instagram to see a beautiful photo of him that his daughter Serena had posted. I knew that the photo was a sign from Wayne that he was indeed connecting to me. So I commented on the photo and sent my love to Serena. An hour later, I received a text from her saying, "That's so wild that you commented on my post. I've been thinking about you all day. I can't get you out of my mind." I said, "I've been thinking of you too," but I made no mention of Wayne. An hour later, I received a text message from a medium named Karen, who had been working with the Dyer family to connect them with Wayne. She said, "I need to talk to you." I barely knew Karen and was a little shocked by the urgency in her text, so I got on the phone with her right away. When we began speaking, she said, "I don't know why, but I feel a strong urge to speak to you." I said, "Could it have something to do with Wayne? He's been coming through my meditations for weeks, and he has so many messages for the girls. He keeps telling me that Serena is the voice box and needs to carry his message." She said, "That's it. I was channeling Wayne today, and he said that Serena is the voice box." In this divine moment, it became clear to me that Wayne was working through Karen to assure me that the messages I was receiving were indeed from him. As soon as I got off the phone with Karen, I got on a conference call with Sky and Serena to share this with them. I spent an hour channeling Wayne so he could offer them guidance through me. Wayne's presence is one of the most profound energies I can connect to, and I'm deeply grateful for his guidance. Wayne has also made clear that he's available for anyone who wants to connect to love and light. Welcome your guides to the party that is you. If you haven't had experiences like these, I welcome you to keep an open mind. If you're willing to connect with your spirit guides, these steps will start your relationship, keep you safe, enhance your life, and help you be a super attractor. Being willing to connect with your spirit guides opens the door to guidance, but you want to be conscious not to leave the door wide open for any guide to step in. Think about it like this. You're throwing a party, and you only want the most positive and loving people to show up. Therefore, you make a guest list and are sure not to invite anyone who doesn't support you. Similarly, welcoming your guides into your consciousness requires an invitation. If you're not clear about the type of guides you're willing to connect to, then it's possible to attract lower vibration spiritual beings that do not serve your highest good. You decide who you want to invite to the party that is you. My media mentors have taught me that the best way to begin connecting to our guides is to recite a prayer. One I commonly say is, "Thank you, guides of the highest truth and compassion, for revealing to me what I need to know." Your guides are waiting for your request. It's important to reiterate that guides and angels can intervene in your life only when you ask for their help. Receiving spiritual guidance is dependent on your free will, and it's up to us whether or not we follow their guidance. My dear friend Marianne DeMarco, medium and author of Believe, Ask, Act, says, "Spirit guides open the door for us. It's our choice to walk through it or not." A nice way to start is by introducing yourself to your guardian angel. Get comfortable in a private space where you won't be interrupted. Have a notebook by your side. Gently close your eyes and begin breathing long and deep. Silently send out the request to your guardian angel that you welcome them to reveal their name to you. Then begin any type of relaxation meditation that you use to get calm, centered, and connected to the universe. If you want my guidance with this meditation, visit GabbyBernstein.com/superattractor for my meditation for invoking your guardian angel. Sit comfortably in your meditation for as long as you wish. In your meditation, you may hear your guardian angel's name as an intuition, an audible sound, or a guidance to write it down in your journal. If for some reason you don't receive the name in your meditation, trust that it's coming. You may find that hours later, a name will come through a song or a billboard or in some other unexpected way. There are many ways that your guide can reveal their name. Trust that when you receive it, you'll intuitively know it's them. Don't question the name you receive, even if it sounds strange to you. And don't be surprised if you begin to feel their presence around you. They're so excited that you welcomed them in that they may want to make their presence known. This is the beginning of a beautiful and supportive relationship that will guide you for a lifetime. Connecting to your guides. Once you have been introduced to your guides, there are many ways that you can ask them for help. One of the easiest is to simply send out a silent request for support. For instance, if you're caught up in fearful thoughts, you can say, "Thank you, guides of the highest truth and compassion, for helping me heal this fear and return to love." Or if you want to be more specific and work with a certain angel guide, you can say, "Thank you, Archangel Michael, for helping me through this scary situation. I welcome your protection and guidance." Or if you're consciously connected to your very own guardian angel, you can call on the angel directly. These gentle requests are the same as a prayer. Your prayers are intentions to receive support. Trust that your positive intent is enough to reveal profound spiritual guidance. I like to begin these prayers with the words "thank you," because they remind me that guidance is already on the way. I have found it very powerful to connect to my guides through writing. I often sit in silent meditation with my journal by my side. Before I begin my meditation, I write my intention at the top of the page. I write, "Thank you, guides of the highest truth and compassion, for providing me with clear direction. I ask them for support with my health, marriage, business, or anything I desire." Then I gently lead myself into a silent meditation practice. At the point in my meditation when I notice a nudge from my guides, I pick up my pen and begin to free write. I let my pen flow, and I don't edit anything. In just a few moments, the most beautiful and insightful words come through. Words and ideas that are not mine stream onto the page. I'm often blown away by some of the guidance I receive. If you're new to free writing, you may have a range of experiences when you begin. You might start channeling right away, or it may take you some time to become comfortable with this practice. Just let your pen flow and don't edit. Write down whatever comes forth, even if it seems mundane or weird at first. Have faith in the process and allow it to unfold in whatever way it does. Your guides will help you in many ways. Asking your guides for help gives them the freedom to help you more. As with any relationship, the more you nurture it, the more it can grow. As soon as you welcome your guide's presence, you will feel your thoughts and energy begin to return to alignment with the love of the universe. Your guides will remind you that you are love and that the voice of your higher self is your only true voice. They will give you clear direction when you feel misguided, and they will always lead you to solutions of the highest good for all. In the coming chapter, I will help you get into the habit of surrendering your obstacles to your guides so that you no longer have to rely on your own strength. When you accept the guidance of your higher self, angels, spirit guides, or even deceased family members, you will feel a sense of support you've never known before. A Course in Miracles says, "The presence of fear is a sure sign that you are trusting in your own strength." When we learn to stop trusting only in our own strength and to rely instead on the spiritual realm and our higher selves, we can live with ease and grace, and we can truly be super attractors. Chapter 7. Do less and attract more. In spring 2017, around the time that I began channeling Wayne Dyer, I received more confirmation that he was indeed connecting with me. I had a private reading with my medium friend, Rebecca Rosen. In the middle of the reading, she said, "Your guru is connecting to you. It's your teacher. It's Wayne." She went on to confirm that the messages I was receiving were from him, and she assured me that I should trust my ability to connect to his guidance. Then she told me that he would be a great source of support for me when I was speaking publicly. She suggested that I call on him before every talk and that I'd immediately feel a sense of calm come over me. I loved receiving this guidance, and I looked forward to welcoming Wayne to support my next talk. Later that month, I gave one of the biggest talks of my life. I was invited to speak at Oprah's Super Soul Sessions and lead a talk called "The Universe Has Your Back." In this talk, I planned to share a very vulnerable story, and I was nervous about it. Not to mention the fact that my ego was going wild with the idea that it was Oprah's event. I'd made Oprah very special, and I was putting a lot of emphasis on the importance of this talk. At this stage of my speaking career, I had stopped getting nervous, but in this instance, my ego's projections were making me uncomfortable. I was very anxious the morning of my talk. I knew that my ego was in the way of my super attractor power. In a moment of inner crisis, I remembered Rebecca's suggestion to call on Wayne to work through me. So I sat on my hotel bed and meditated. In my meditation, I invited Wayne to enter into my mind and guide me. Within seconds, I could feel the most calming presence come over me. I felt almost instant relief. It was as though his energy was incorporating into mine, and I was able to embody great peace. My anxiety lifted, and I was in a perfect state of grace. I opened my eyes and felt ready to show up for my talk with my higher self speaking through me. An hour later, I pulled into the parking lot near the backstage entrance of the venue. There was a large SUV in front of my car. I got out of the car, and as the universe would have it, Miss Winfrey was getting out of her SUV at the exact same time. Had I still been stuck in my ego, I probably would have bumbled my way through an interaction. But with Wayne by my side, I was able to see her as an equal and greet her with grace. We hugged and talked about how excited we were for the day. The hours leading up to my talk were relaxed and easy. The moment before I stepped onto the stage, I invited Wayne to come with me. I felt his presence on the stage with me that day. The words I spoke were effortless. I was able to release my ego's projections of being on Oprah's stage, and I stopped making my talk about me. Rather, I was able to make it about service and love. I taught from my heart. Wayne's guidance got me out of the way and helped me rely on a humility and strength beyond my own. The talk has since been shared on YouTube to viewers throughout the world and has hopefully helped many people learn the spiritual practice of surrender. Wayne's energy is infused in every replay. Spirit guides help us to get out of our own way and to stop relying on our own strength. They are always guiding us to connect to our super attractor energy and allow the flow of love to move through everything we do. As Wayne would say, "When you are in spirit, you are inspired." Being a super attractor is about strengthening your faith, tuning into the energy of love, and allowing the universe to guide you. To begin the practice of allowing, we must get out of the way and let spirit give us direction. In the last chapter, I introduced you to the kinds of spirit guides you can connect to. In this coming chapter, I'll expand on those lessons teaching you how to regularly turn over your desire to the care of the universe or a spiritual guidance of your own understanding. The daily practice of releasing your plans to spirit will help you cultivate your ability to be still and embrace the present moment. In stillness, you will receive. Establishing a strong spiritual connection will help you release anxiety and feel a sense of immense relief. You'll stop pouring all your mental, emotional, and even physical effort into pushing, controlling, and trying to make things happen. Instead, you will be guided. I want to give you the experience of connecting to your very own guides. I want you to feel the freedom of releasing control and allowing a presence beyond your own to lead the way. And I want you to feel even more connected to your super attractor power. When you follow these steps, spirit will show up quickly. Stop relying on your own strength. We've grown accustomed to the belief that our will is what makes things happen. But the secret to feeling good and manifesting our desires without struggling and suffering is to stop relying on our own strength. We do this by welcoming the power of spirit, the universal energy of love, to lead our thoughts and actions. Think of this as a collaboration between you and the universe. You no longer have to feel solely responsible for figuring out life, making all major decisions, and taking action on your dreams. There is a force of love within you and around you supporting your every move. The way to access this force is to simply get out of the way. As long as you're relying on your will, your plans, and your timeline, you'll feel blocked and fearful, stressed in the present, worried about the future, unsure of decisions, and so on. But the moment you let go and allow, an energy of support will take over. Welcoming this powerful force of spiritual connection into your life can be confusing to your ego. We frequently rely on fear to feel a false sense of safety and control, when in truth, that fear is what manifests more uncertainty, pain, and suffering. It's easy to fall into fearful patterns from childhood or past experiences and feel paralyzed by them. When we're triggered by fear, we can revert to a childlike part of ourselves that will do anything to feel safe and in charge of things. Many people live on the edge of a fight or flight state, falling into it whenever their egos sound the alarm. But imagine how wonderful it would be to surrender that part of yourself to the care of a higher power. What would your life be like if you stopped thinking you had to protect yourself or take care of everything in order to move your life forward? How different would you be if you knew that you could surrender your life to a presence of supportive guidance? The clearest path to this freedom is to get into the habit of relying on spiritual guidance and the energy of the universe. Consistently turning to angels, spirit guides, your higher self, and the wisdom of the universe will lead you to what is of the highest good for all. Learning to rely on spiritual strength will give you incredible freedom. In order to establish your strength in your connection to the spiritual realm, you must step out of the way. To begin to surrender to the loving guidance that is always available to you, start by invoking the guidance that you want to connect to. You may feel most comfortable connecting to your higher self, inner wisdom, or to the love of the universe or God. Or you may be inspired by the archangels and choose to connect to a specific angel who can help you with your particular situation. Maybe you like the idea of connecting to a deceased loved one whom you've missed. If you're not immediately clear about who you want to connect to, take a moment to review the guides from Chapter 6 and see what inspires you. When my editor, Katie, read Chapter 6, she immediately knew that Archangel Ariel was her guide. She felt an instant connection to Ariel because she's the guide for animal lovers and environmentalists. Don't question your intuition when it comes to connecting to guides. Whichever guide comes to your mind immediately is who you're meant to connect to. Remember, they're waiting for your call. Connecting to the energy of spirit. Loving support can come in different frequencies, and the clearer you are about the spiritual guidance you want to receive, the more familiar you will become with the energy of the guidance you're connecting to. For instance, when I asked to connect to Archangel Michael, known as the Archangel of Protection, I sense the energy in the room expand and I feel protected. When I call on Wayne for support, I feel a beautiful sense of peace and calm. When I ask my higher self to align me with my inner wisdom, I feel a speedy, excited energy, as though I'm being prepared for new information to come through. There are many different energetic frequencies, and it's powerful to learn the different forms of guidance that come from each one. Guides will use symbols and signs to let you know they're there. You may have a religious connection to an ascended master such as Jesus, Buddha, or Mother Mary, who regularly shows you a symbol of their presence. Or maybe you have a spiritual bond with a deceased family member who connects to you through a specific sign such as a song, a fragrance, or an image. Guides will be creative and clear when they show up. You may be blown away by how clear they are. Let yourself be in awe of the magnificent guidance that's available to you. It doesn't matter which guide you connect to. Trust that your intuition is leading you to the guidance that will resonate with you most. The same way you may feel aligned with a specific yoga teacher or professor, you may feel a connection to a particular spiritual guide. You can have many different types of spiritual guides or regularly connect to just one. It doesn't matter how you're guided. What matters is that you surrender your will to the support of a loving presence of power beyond your own. Each form of spiritual guidance has the same purpose, to lead you back to love. Choose the guide you want to connect with now. Open your journal and write down the first name that comes to mind. It doesn't matter whether it's an archangel, a deceased family member, your higher self, inner guidance system, or any other spirit guide. Don't think too much. Just write down the type of guidance you're inspired to connect to. Now that you've clarified the guidance that you want to connect to, it's time to tune into that energetic frequency. As a reminder, each guide has their own energy, and the more often you connect to them, the easier it will be to know who you're with. Tune in through prayer. When you're stuck in your logical and practical thought system, you can't connect to the infinite wisdom that is available to you at all times. But when you pray, you temporarily suspend the limitations of your worldly mind and reconnect to the infinite wisdom of a divine guidance beyond your own. Prayer is the pathway to surrender. When you pray for guidance, you release your control, your will, and your agenda to the care of your spiritual guide. Prayer is a bridge from your controlling, fearful mind to the right mind of love. Whenever you pray for guidance, you instantly realign with your super attractor power. A prayer reclaims your faith in a higher power and is a humble request to transcend the false, fear-based beliefs of the world and remember the light of who you are. When praying becomes second nature, you feel relief because you know that at any time you can connect to the love of the universe through the spiritual guidance that is always available to you. Of course, fearful thoughts will come up, but you'll replace them with a prayer. Let prayer become a habit that is stronger than your fear. The first prayer we'll practice is a prayer to connect. This prayer can open the door to receiving spiritual guidance. Sit comfortably in a private space with your super attractor journal by your side. Then say this prayer silently or out loud. Thank you, guide of the highest truth and compassion. Name the guide you're connecting to. For revealing your presence to me, I welcome you now. Take a deep breath in, then release. Continue to breathe deeply as you allow your guide's presence to enter your space. Following your prayer, pay attention to how you feel. Did the energy in the room shift? Did you feel lighter, tingly, calm, inspired, or protected? Did you have an intuitive thought? Pick up your journal and document what the guidance felt like to you. Don't question any of the feelings that came through. When you connect to any kind of guide, you're aligning with an energy field beyond the physical realm. This energy will likely feel different from what you've grown accustomed to. Don't judge it, and don't be afraid of it. Remember, you tuned into the energy of the highest good. As long as you've made that clear distinction, you can attract only high, loving energy. If you didn't feel any guidance right away, be patient. Sometimes guidance can show up later. Maybe you'll see a sign you asked for, or you'll have a dream with clear direction, or maybe you'll sense a presence by your side when you fall asleep. Don't rush the connection. Once you've felt a connection to the spiritual realm, you've opened the door to receive divine guidance, clear direction, and great wisdom. Now you will use meditation to slow down and listen to the guidance that is available to you. In peaceful stillness, spirit can connect to you. In prayer, you ask for guidance, and in meditation, you listen. A meditation for spiritual guidance. Follow this meditative breath practice and attune your energy to the guidance that is available to you now. You can listen to the guided meditation on the resources page at gabbybernstein.com/superattractor. After your short meditation, pick up your journal and let the guidance pour onto the page. Begin by slowing down your breath so that you can tune your energy to the frequency of the guidance that is available to you now. Breathe in through your nose for a count of four. Hold your breath for a count of four. Release your breath through your mouth for a count of four. Practice this.